Well, here we are, midweek already, and past Thanksgiving, countdown to Christmas is on, and Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad that you're spending part of your day with us here on the Good Stuff program, and reminding you about the Tri-State Livestock News, longtime sponsor here on the program, and they want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. But if your morning cup of coffee needs a little pick-me-up, why not add Tri-State Livestock News? Packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And cattlemen, save this date. It's coming up. That's right. This coming Monday, TK Angus 40th production bull and female sale. Hosted at the ranch east of Valentine, selling 175 advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered springbred females, plus the dispersal of our 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with a commercial man in mind. Coming up this Monday at the ranch east of Valentine, make sure you're there. Looks like things get started at 11 o'clock, or you can bid and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
I have something that I don't know where this came. People probably remember hearing about this in the past. But anyway, this is about common sense, or maybe we should say the lack thereof. Today we mourn the passing of a beloved old friend, Common Sense, who has been with us for many years. No one knows for sure how old he was, since birth records were long ago lost in a bureaucratic red tape. He will be remembered as having cultivated such valuable lessons as knowing when to come out in the rain, why the early bird gets the worm, life isn't always fair, and maybe it was my fault. Common Sense lived by simple, sound financial policies. Don't spend more than you earn, and reliable parenting strategies. Adults, not children, are in charge. His health began to deteriorate rapidly when well-intentioned but overbearing regulations were set in place. Reports of a 6-year-old boy charged with sexual harassment for kissing a classmate, teens suspended from school for using mouthwash after lunch, and a teacher fired for reprimanding an unruly student only worsened his condition. Common Sense lost ground when parents attacked teachers for doing the job they themselves failed to do in disciplining their unruly children. It declined even further when schools were required to get parental consent to administer Panadol, a sun lotion, or Band-Aid to a student, but could not inform the parents when a student became pregnant and wanted to have an abortion. Common Sense lost the will to live as the Ten Commandments became contraband, churches became businesses, and criminals received better treatment than their victims. Common Sense took a beating when you couldn't defend yourself from a burglar in your own home, and the burglar can sue you for assault. Common Sense finally gave up the will to live after a woman failed to realize that a steaming cup of coffee was hot. She spilled a little in her lap and was promptly awarded a huge settlement. Common Sense was preceded in death by his parents, truth and trust, his wife, discretion, his daughter, responsibility, and his son, reason. He is survived by 3 stepbrothers. I know my rights, someone else is to blame, and I'm a victim. Not many attended his funeral because so few realized that he was actually gone. If you still remember him, Common Sense that is, pass this on. If not, join the majority and do nothing. So, a little something to think about over your coffee today or lunch today. And I know several years ago that was passed on by Dean Sorensen out of the broadcast industry to Jim, and it says it was an obituary printed in the London Times. So something to think about for you. Kim, what do you have today?
There you go. Well, actually, as you have mentioned, the countdown to Christmas is here, so I thought we'd put in a little bit of Christmas. And what I've got is Christmas in the words of others. For example, our hearts grow tender with childhood memories and love of kindred, and we are better throughout the year for having, in spirit, become a child again at Christmas time. Laura Ingalls Wilder said that.
Oh, dismiss.
Exactly. And I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. Charles Dickens has that quote in his favor.
Well, we want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas from the Good Stuff. If you'd like to send a Christmas wish out there, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We've got some advertising space available for that. Don't forget to also send us some of those Christmas stories that we can use here on the Good Stuff. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Good Stuff.